Thanks, Kenny. Once again, it's all happening on the Donegal Harvest Stagers Rally. There's one stage to go, and coming off stage 8, the penultimate run here on this event, the boys of Declan and Brian once again fastest and increasing their advantage over the chasing pack. But the big news is Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan's rally appears to be over. They've stopped in the stage. It seems to be mechanical problems with the car. They've had to pull in. They, of course, moved up to second position on the previous stage, but their rally seems to be over. Heartbreak and disappointment for McPhillips and Sheridan, who were hoping to bring the car back to the end and get a top two finish. But that's not going to be the case for the Monaghan pair. As for Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, well, they're still hanging in there. Smoke and steam was fuming out of the front of the Skoda Fabia Super 2000 when they come off stage 8, Mouldy Hill. But Joe is confident that he can get the car to the end of the stage. He did tell us in the previous one that there was a problem with the temperature with the oil in the car. It now appears to be a water leak, which isn't as serious, but there is a lot of steam. But he is confident that he can get the car through the end of the next stage and get hopefully a top three finish in this event. So the top times was once again Declan and Brian Boyle, 7 minutes dead, their fastest run on this stage today, and they increase their advantage now at the top of the leaderboard in that Fiesta WRC and are one stage away from making it back-to-back Harvest victories. The second quickest time in there went to Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, 7 minutes and 6 seconds dead. Wesley Patterson, 7 minutes, 8.2. Daniel McKenna had a very good run, 7 minutes, 6.8. And Damien Gallagher, 7 minutes, 16.4. So with McPhillips now out of the event, there has been a slight change to the top five. The boys lead in the Fiesta by 1 minute and 30.8 seconds unofficially as we see it, ahead of the Skoda of Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guinea. They're in second position, and there's an 8 second gap now between McGonigal and Wesley Patterson, who has Letterkenny's Johnny Baird on board calling the notes. It'll be interesting to see the outcome at the end of the next one, who's going to finish second. Daniel McKenna and Gordon Noble in that Toyota GT86, they sit 12 seconds off the pace in fourth, and then Damien Gallagher up in the fifth position, but he stole some 20 odd seconds adrift of Daniel McKenna. The engine went on the Mark II Escort of Brian Brogan and Damien McGilligan. That's the reason that they had to pull in stage 7. Once again, the Harvest coming to a disappointing end for the Brogan and McGilligan partnership. But a lot of the crew still filtering through here out of the penultimate stage. We're going to head back in now as far as the finish ramp out in Green and Hotel in Burt. And with one stage to go, Brian and Declan Boyle remain on course for another Harvest rally. But there's going to be a big battle on the final run around Green and between Joe McGonigal and Wesley Patterson for second. Back to the studio.
Highlands coverage of the 2015 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally is in association with Campsie Karting Derry, Ireland's only four-star karting centre.